What the hell was that?
What is that?
That was not me.
What was it?
Did one of the cats fart?
No.
No, that was
me. What was it? Oh, God. Did you fart on air?
Pouty noises.
That was not me.
What? It wasn't me.
Oh my God.
I was making pouty noises. That's all. I didn't want to be quiet.
Oh my God.
I don't want to sit in my naughty chair.
You have a naughty chair, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, for you.
Yes.
And I'm being for La Weirda.
She's got a naughty chair, too. Like, she's got a chair, and that's really all it's there for. Ever so often, she'll sit in it. But it's one of those little toddler chairs that are just like the pieces of foam that form into like an armchair.
Yes.
It's small. And
shape of an armchair.
Yes. Yeah. No. She, like everybody else in my goddamn house, wants to sit in my chair all the time.
What? Wait. What is your chair?
My chair is actually, I technically have two chairs.
Oh, two whole chairs. Because
for the longest time, my house for the longest time did not have a quote unquote daddy chair.
Okay.
Everyone knows that the best archetype is the Archie Bunker chair. Is the chair that daddy comes home from work and sits down in and complains about his work day while sitting in. Possibly while nursing a scotch.
Okay.
I did not have that. We just had sofas in our living room, and that was really it. Well, we had a ton of sofas, which is fine because I actually really like sofas, but then all of a sudden, my mom, she went and got the chair, which is just a hideous 70s box rocker. But she got it reupholstered. But this was the chair that she used to like rock me to sleep in. And if I had a nightmare, we'd go out into the living room and sit in my mom's chair. We'd rock. And my mom had that thing reupholstered and refinished.
Oh, that's nice.
And we put that in the living room. And
awesome. That's, I was about to say, it's probably pretty ratty by now.
Yeah, nope. It looks brand spanking new. And then when we redid the third floor, there was an armchair put in there, and that's totally.
Jay, do you have a chair?
I don't.
No.
I do not have a chair.
Huh?
Unless you're talking about the, I think $30 cheap ass, like college, office chair that's in the basement in my gun room.
Huh. You don't have like an armchair that you particularly like, or
I do not.
Huh.
I'm not a big chair guy.
That you can sit in while you watch the sports games and knock cigarettes into the floor ashtray.
Yes, and smoke large cigars
into a floor ashtray. Oh man,
yes.
Back in those days, like now you can't even like find like an ashtray, but used to be in days when ashtrays were pieces.
I have
of
a stand ashtray.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yep.
They're going to come back in a vogue, though.
I don't use it, of course, and it's in the garage. I don't know what to do. I'm thinking making it a plant stand. But...
Oh no! Just put it in your living room.
But my parents had one, so yeah.
But if you just put it in your living room, and someone's like, oh, an ashtray. Can I have a smoke? No.
You're talking like I have people over.
That's funny.
That's adorable.
Rita?
Yeah?
Growing up, my parents had a monogrammed ashtray.
Nice.
Big honking G on it. It had cigarette notches on one side and cigar notches on the other.
Cool. Nice.
It was ceramic, and it was the size of a bedpan.
My mom still has, I'm trying to remember the first letter, I believe it's monogrammed to my grandfather. But she still has it's a crystal one. It's one of the big flat ones, the kind that allegedly Hillary likes to throw at Bill. And for the like it's in her kitchen now for reasons I can't explain. But for the longest time it was out on the porch for when my grandmother would come over and would need to excuse herself out to the porch to have a smoke.
We have an ashtray on our porch for those that want to smoke.
I remember my parents used to have one that hung from the ceiling.
An ashtray that hung from the ceiling.
That's pretty impressive.
It was the
same. Was that like a 60s?
Yeah, it was like a 60s thing. It was, yeah. Really, really mod.
Did you have
did the, you
the front light out, that the light out in front of the house that was a giant disco ball?
No.
We did.
Did you have like other mod things in the house?
Oh, did you have one of those like 14-pound crystal lighters that we just sat on the coffee table? Never worked.
No, yes. I don't remember that. Although we had my
milk glass lighter.
My grandfather had a milk glass lighter.
It's made out of, it's like a, it's the glass, the like the lighter. It was like a big square, like a cube kind of thing. And it was like milk glass, which is, milk glass is like glass, but it's like milk colored. It's like opaque white and hobnail. The hobnail was big in the 70s.
I remember the big, we had a clear glass lighter. Yeah. And it was like just a plain butane lighter that pulled out of the middle. And it never, ever, ever worked.
One of my dad's friends had, and this guy was, this guy is like 10 or 15 years older than my dad. So he was firmly in the Mad Men generation. Yeah. And he had a glass and chrome coffee table in his living room with high pile shag.
Oh, of course. Ooh,
and shag. right in the middle of that coffee table was the big cube crystal ashtray.
Nice. I mean,
yeah, crystal
lighter that yeah.
Did he wear leisure suits too?
No, he didn't actually. He didn't dress that. He made his money running a trucking company. So he was technically white collar, but white collar in a blue collar world.
I was gonna say more of a Goomba type, you know, the trucking.
No,
trucking business.
That's waste management.
Oh, I'm sorry, waste management.
And this, well, this all took place in Maine. We didn't have those.
Which ethnic crime stereotype runs the trucking business?
Also the Goombas.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Say. Yeah. But no, the closest we had to the Goombas was Tony DeMillo, who evidently bought DeMillo's restaurant, which was a car ferry that he converted into a restaurant with just brown paper sacks filled with cash.
Nice.
That's as Goomba-y as you get in Maine.
That's pretty Goomba-y. Brown paper bags full of cash. That's,
yeah.
You know what? Before we go on, I wanted to ask a question.
I want to give an answer.
Okay.
Before you do that, can I make one? Yeah. I want to say one thing.
What?
This is episode 250.
Woo!
That's like a bazillion in internet.
It is. Sesquicentennial. Really, how many years now? 150.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, we've
been doing it since 2012, so.
Good Lord. What? We need to break up.
Next year, next March will be 6 years.
Wow. Hey, Brita, let's wait to break up at least until the sex stops getting good.
Okay.
Let's wait until just after Christmas.
Go ahead, Brita.
Well, I actually saved this from last week because I inquiring minds want to know. This is a man-woman thing. Now, every man that I've ever known has a back scratcher.
Yes, it's called every wall corner everywhere.
Well, not just that, but y'all like have these like devices for scratching the back.
I have one.
I have one, but I think it's at my parents' house.
Oh, Jay. Aside from wall corners,
it's every wall corner everywhere. If I'm really 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 desperate, it'll be a spatula.
I have never known a woman to be this itchy. I mean, that you require like a scratching stick to, you know, scratch your back. Like,
well, remember, most irritants cannot penetrate the thick pelt on my back. So,
well, true.
You know, I was just about to say that, Jay, is that the reason why mine is at my parents' is I remember having one and regularly using it. But boy, as soon as the back started getting hairy, I didn't really need it anymore.
Nothing can make it through to the skin to irritate it.
So maybe it's hairless.
Then why would the ladies need it? Yeah.
We don't. I've never known a woman to have a back scratcher stick. This any Squirrel Report listener, feel free to prove me wrong, but I think this is like definitely a man thing. Even to the, okay, let me just tell you. So we were out on the backyard this past weekend. And Mike was building a fire in our little fire pit thing. And he had chopped up the little firewood, and he had kind of like some small, you know, thinnish pieces of wood. And honest to God, he picked up a piece of firewood and he scratched his back with it.
That's because he's a tool user.
What is happening? Like, how are I?
What is happening? His back was itchy, evidently.
Yeah. I know, but
I mean, it'd be super fucked up if his back wasn't itchy and he was just scratching it because I don't know.
It's just like, so bizarre to me. I'm like, the whole back scratcher stick.
Oh yeah, thing I mean, I'll tell you right now. Like, I mean, maybe it's because I've got like long fingers and I'm reasonably flexible, but there really isn't any part on my back that I can't reach. Like, every so often I'll get an itch right between my shoulder blades. And actually my back is crawling right now talking about this subject. I feel so itchy right now all of a sudden, just thinking about it. And, but yeah, I can just reach my arm back and the end of my thumbnail can get right to it. And I can scratch any itch that I need to. I'm like Ricky Tiki Tavi.
But there's a variety of scratching sticks.
But you can
buy the bamboo one, right?
That's what I had.
Telescoping stainless steel with the little fingers on the end. What is happening with men that they're so itchy?
Well, I mean, it's one of those. Sweat. I can reach the middle of my back to scratch it if I need to. But let me tell you, if I have a tool handy, yeah, no, I'll grab that.
Huh.
And if it happens to be like, yeah, a stick that was sitting in my lawn in my backyard. Yeah, no, I'll grab that. Itchy, itchy.
Okay.
Did you have a back scratcher?
I do love the move where you're like rubbing up against a tree or a wall or whatever.
Well, that's just an orgasm.
You ever see those videos of the bear in the forest where the bear will get up against the tree and it'll scratch his back?
I like the one that somebody put some disco to that. That's pretty hilarious. And like looped a few times.
Hey, if you got a scratch, you got a scratch.
But Alan,
did you answer? Did you have a back scratcher?
Of course.
Which one do you have? I have the bamboo one.
I have the bamboo as well.
The bamboo is superior.
It is.
The telescoping one seems convenient, but like, let's face it, you don't want to be carrying around your back scratcher.
No.
You don't want to be that prepared.
and the fancy ones with like the car fingers and stuff, those always break too. So,
and let's face it, like if you want to be like super prepared, like just one of those like collapsible pointers.
Oh yeah, that works too.
The little car antenna head on,
you know,
those things,
or. Ideal. You know, a knife of sufficient length, or you know, a screwdriver, or you know, anything, you know, anything that'll reach the spot. I mean,
a crescent wrench that is not has not been filed down after being sandcasted. Awesome.
Okay, then.
Got that nice sandy finish. Oh yeah.
or as Jay says, any convenient corner or door that
yes. You know, yeah, door frame, wall.
Yeah.
Or you can conscript family members.
Well, that's
higher, gotcha. Lower, little left. There you go. No, don't fucking stop. Don't stop.
Don't stop till you drop blood.
Yep.
Good stuff. I think that's actually why I have a back scratcher, is I think I can. Mom, I got an itch. Help me. Oh, there. Yeah, thank you, Mom. Oh, that's good. I'm just like, here, I'm a back scratch. I don't want to do this anymore. I quit.
I give up.
Okay, question answered. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Wasn't there some other man-woman thing you were asking about?
There are so many. So many. Well, I should write them down every time I think of them.
Girls have an innie and boys have an Audi.
I got that covered.
No, we have a Volkswagen. It's almost as good, but much cheaper.
I know you have it covered, Brita. Oh,
man. Well, you don't know that for sure.
Really?
Every time we've been hanging out, it's been covered.
Dad joke.
It doesn't have to be, Brita. Just see it now. I ain't uptight, baby. Alan's
eye. Everyone drink. Don't mind if I do.
So anyway.
So I've become a master slug hunter.
Ooh.
Is that like a crocodile hunter, but different?
Yeah, slower and more squishy.
We found a slug this spring that my daughter named Sluggo, and and we actually brought him in, and he became a pet for one night. And something didn't agree with him with what we were feeding him, like cherry pits. And the next morning I said, "Ooh," I informed her that he was not feeling well, and maybe we should just let him go, and he'll feel better.
Poor Sluggo.
And then did not, you know, mention the fact that he probably wasn't going to feel better, because I think he was beyond feeling better. And then I saw the ants eating him.
Oh dear.
But yeah, but Sluggo.
Well, Myra loves slugs. They are her absolute number one favorite food.
She loves slugs in the way I love bacon, right?
Yes. I mean, like, she will pass up earthworms. She will pass up grilled chicken.
Is it the thrill of the hunt, do you think?
No, because I'm doing most of the hunting
for her. Slugs are the least thrill of the hunty of all the critters.
Well, I walk around the yard and find a slug, and I point her at the slug, and she bites the slug. And that's how it goes. But, like, I don't know what is in slugs, but boy, it is the thing, man.
Is it catnip for turtles?
Hey, Brita.
It seems like it.
Do you want to know what's in slugs?
Not really. No.
Jay, do you want to know what's in slugs? Probably
a lot of protein.
Sure. What's in a slug? Weird.
Slug guts.
Yeah, I know.
They're full of
a lot of slug guts this evening. We had a thunderstorm, and it's like she hears the thunder and she knows it's like slug time, and she wants to go outside, and she gets all hyper, and so I have to bring her out. And I think she ate like probably 10 slugs tonight. I mean, it was crazy.
Wow. Your garden must
nice. Yeah, the garden looks great. Slug free.
Yeah, I was finding like this year I've been extra good with my bug assault, shooting every fly that I see, and I find that there aren't that many flies to shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, those must work awesome on slugs.
Yeah, I have. I mean, awesome, but it's definitely theatrical. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So that was
it kind of becomes a no play.
That was N-O-H-B. My evening. I hunted slugs and
Brita, slug hunter.
Slug hunter, yeah. I don't like to touch them.
He's a nasty little slug.
So anyway, that was that's it. We're like halfway through the show already.
So.
We have topics.
There is one interesting one that came up.
Okay.
What actor would play you in the Squirrel Report movie?
I had a hard
time. Seth Rogen for Weird.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. I hadn't
thought about that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I declared that Tommy Lee Jones needs to play Alan.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Why is that?
And I'm thinking, I don't know. And I'm thinking for Brita and Jay.
Wait,
Jay would have
person?
To be like like Wesley Snipes.
And Samuel Jackson.
And Brita would be. She's not an actress, but she could probably do it. Is Venus Williams?
Oh my God!
What?
Oh my God.
And for Hayden.
Is this because of my big butt?
Either. No. That's Serena that's got the big butt.
Oh, okay.
Venus is the really, really tall one.
Oh, okay. That makes even more
like
sense.
She's literally twice the size of you.
Yeah, probably.
And essentially, like, she's like negative Brita.
Wow.
And if you took a picture of Venus Williams on 35 millimeter and then looked at the negative, you'd be like, oh, that's Brita. And then And then for Hayden, it would either be Daniel Craig or Daniel Radcliffe. They all look the same to me.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, I asked Mike this question before the show, and he, the only ones he came up with were like classic film actors that all of them are dead.
I got Yul Brynner.
Well, yeah, Yul Brynner. Actually, Mike initially said Vin Diesel for you.
Ooh, I'll take Vin Diesel.
Which I was like, okay. Black and but... gay.
I am Groot.
Was he Groot?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, hey.
It was within his acting ability.
Yeah, I am Groot.
He said Alan
took him forever to learn the lines, though.
James Cagney.
Ooh.
Hmm. Or Edward G. Robinson. I could totally see that. Meah! Meah! Squirrels! Meah! See? Meah!
Edward G. Robinson sigh.
Meah! Oh, my God.
Like, man. I send you mugs.
For
I'm going to play Moses now. Yeah, Pot to see. Meah!
Harpo hi, Marx buddy, for hi. Weird.
Harpo Marx for weird. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's with all the curly hair, though?
And
you can sexually harass everybody.
And who would play you, Brita?
You said Audrey Hepburn, but I don't see it.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I can see Audrey Hepburn.
Yep.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's dead balls on. Not as good as Venus Williams.
No, not as good.
That's one of the things I was going to ask was living or dead.
I think characters. Any. I think it would be more fun with a mix.
Well, they can do Yul Brynner from Westworld.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
He didn't have a mustache.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true.
Doesn't matter.
Or if you combined Yul Brynner and Wilford Brimley. Diabetes! Alan Short drink.
Oh, my God.
Good times.
Yeah. I've always felt that Matthew Allen is a perfect Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. Anyway, a listener.
If you go modern, Jason Statham.
As Humphrey Bogart?
Yes.
What's that?
Why? How? I don't get the Statham for Bogart.
No, Statham for Matthew Allen.
Oh.
Because he's totally a badass.
I gotcha. By the way, how boring would the Score Report movie be?
Really? Oh, pretty boring.
It'd be awesome. Are you kidding me?
It'd just be two shows back to back.
There'd be all kinds of explosions and blood splatter.
What's great is it'd have this all-star cast that never once occupy the same state together.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sit around talking the whole 2 hours.
Yes. While they kill people and bludgeon in Maine.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
I believe that's fireworks, but I'm going to go check.
Just to be sure.
Weird's house is under siege. Steven Seagal pops out of nowhere. What? No, he's just hungry. He hasn't worked in a while.
Steven Seagal. Is he still alive?
Yes.
Oh, there was a Facebook hoax fake news thing today that Bob Barker was dead.
Yes.
Is feasible because he's like 900 years old, but right. He is still alive.
He has not sexually harassed every woman on the planet yet, so he can't
die. Not yet.
Bob Barker?
Yeah. Still alive.
It was my neighbor setting off fireworks, so he didn't get any FAL candy.
There is not a holiday.
What, you just fired it near him and let the brass hit him in the head? Ow!
That is true. It didn't always be that way. Then Wally tuned the ejector, and I don't know what the hell he did, but Jesus Christ. It does huck him, doesn't it?
I believe he put nitrous in it.
It's got a turbocharger. It's the piston operated, it's turbo operated, big intercooler.
Where'd the brass go? I don't know. I think it's in a different zip code. They're trying... You're tracking the trajectory via NASA. We got oh, brass from an FAL.
Oh, I got to use it as a segue. Jay, by chance, I don't know if you probably don't even bother with the Globe anymore, but did you see the Globe article?
About the eclipse is only built in Trump country. Yes. The sun. Obviously, Ra is in league with the Russians.
Well, here's the thing that gets me is like, sometimes when the liberals get like a little too close and like somebody doesn't like their betters don't tell them. No. This is what we don't talk about is literally they use the map that liberals do not talk about whatsoever, which is showing the counties and how they voted either for Hillary or for Trump. And you realize that
84% of them voted for Trump.
Exactly. Is that, you know, the popular vote versus, you know, the popular vote is close.
We are a republic and not a democracy.
But the bottom line is, but the reason why we have the Electoral College is because, like 80% of the country by land area voted for Trump. So, and again, 80. if we didn't have the Electoral College, it could literally be like 10% of the country would vote for the president.
Yeah, I don't even think it's that much.
It's probably
New York, LA, Miami, and Houston.
Yep,
San Francisco.
Four cities, and there's your president.
Yeah.
And again, if it were a popular vote, Trump would have campaigned for the popular vote.
And people that aren't Democrats that live in those cities would have voted too, because right now they don't bother to, because what's the point? Yeah.
Exactly. Right. I didn't vote for Trump because I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I
were the only ones that.
Yeah, I had to.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, Alan didn't have to vote for shit.
Nope.
And I didn't have to vote for shit. But yeah, but Jay and Brita, your vote actually counted.
Yeah, my vote will count more. I didn't decide until I was standing there that day. So.
And you voted for Hubert Humphrey?
I did not.
Hubert Humphrey.
No,
I voted because
she voted.
Alan, did you hear Alan laughing? That was Alan remembering some of those quaint Hubert Humphrey campaign ads.
He remembers Dewey defeats Truman.
No,
he remembered when John Adams called Thomas Jefferson a son of a whore. He remembered when Julius Caesar got stabbed.
No, Brita would have been a Goldwater girl.
What?
AUH2O.
That's chemistry. I get chemistry.
Yeah, there's also a bumper sticker. Why the fuck didn't he win?
Who?
Goldwater. He had AUH2O for a bumper sticker. That's victory right there. Just hand it to you. We don't need to count the votes.
It would have been better if it was poo-poo bottom water.
Poo-poo bottom water. But the whole thing is the eclipse. Like, draw any line across the country, and it's going to be completely red. Because that's how this country voted for this last election.
We're not supposed to say that.
Yes, you people in Boston and you people in New York and you people in LA and you people in Chicago, you don't know anybody voted for Trump, or maybe your crazy Uncle Booger voted for Trump and that's it. So therefore, nobody voted for Trump. And so clearly it must be the Ruskies.
I was just going to say, you know who succeeded Goldwater in the Senate?
Reagan?
No. Your favorite,
John McCain.
Your favorite senator, John McCain.
I was right.
Yep. By the way, is he still alive? Is he dead?
Goldwater? No.
No, John McCain.
John McCain's still alive.
John McCain's not alive either. His body's being piloted by lizard people.
Yeah. Oh, man, do you think he died in the Hanoi Hilton?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Because, I mean, you hear all the stories. I mean, who knows how many of them are true. But you hear all the stories of him in the Hanoi Hilton. You're like, man, that is a great American. And then you hear all the stories of his life after he got back. You're like, man, that guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, except or at least how do you account for him almost blowing up the aircraft carrier?
I actually didn't hear that story. Can you please recount that for other people like me who might not have heard that?
Now I got to remember. I don't remember what aircraft carrier it was. Damn it. He basically dropped a bomb on the aircraft carrier and blew it up.
Was it someone else's aircraft carrier?
No, it was ours.
Do we need to Google?
No. I got it.
Was it his daddy's aircraft carrier?
It was the USS Forrestal.
Oh.
And
the USS Forest Fire?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, we Alan, actually, you gotta tell everybody what you told me just before the other two joined on about what's happening out in the desert.
Oh, there's a
it's Blue Man Group.
Burning Man. It's one of those things that if you wrote it in a fiction work of fiction, people would claim it was too unbelievable. There is currently one of the high-rise skyscrapers in Dubai is on fire. And it's burning really well. You can see it for miles. The name of the building is the Torch Tower.
No.
But this is the second time it's caught on fire.
Okay.
It also caught on fire in 2015.
Oops.
And... I hate that.
It's called the Torch Tower. And it's caught on fire twice.
And people still live there.
And it's burning like a torch. And people still live there. Yeah. I'm sure there's people, you know, it's far away, so I can laugh, but, you know. I just thought it was, you know, if you tried to write that in a work of fiction, people would make you change the name because it was just too.
Oh, wait. So John McCain started the fire on the very first. Was that him or is that an unsubstantiated lizard person rumor?
What?
That he actually started I'm on the USS Forrestal Wikipedia page. And I didn't realize that the John McCain incident was like the big one.
Yeah.
Cause they've had a couple of fires.
No, he screwed up his airplane and wound up, launching some sort of rocket across the deck that hit another parked plane and shit bombs started going off and it almost sank the aircraft carrier.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a big deal and it was completely covered up.
Yeah. Old NFO had the Navy's training video of that fire up on his website. He put it up the other day or something like that. And I was watching that and yeah.
And the reason it was covered up is because his dad was a 4-star admiral at the time. So they covered it up.
Well, good for
if
that.
He'd have been cashiered from that, he would have never been a prisoner of war and he would not be a senator
today. Yeah. So sounds like two pluses.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what John McCain.
Are you saying he's only a senator because he was a prisoner of war?
It's kind of a double of the he was a prisoner of war because his daddy was a four-star admiral.
Right.
And he was a senator because he was a prisoner of war and his daddy was a 4-star admiral.
Right. 134 sailors died in that fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than the Happy Land nightclub.
And caused, you know, injuries and such to another 161. So... You know, it's funny because if anybody else that did something like that would have been court-martialed and at the very least fired, even if it was an accident. something like that would end your career. Yeah.
Or at best, like you get stuck to like the, yes, you get to clean every latrine until the end of your term of enlistment. And then guess what? You're just going to be like, cool. You get to go home now. Well, what if I want to re-up? No, you don't get to do that. What do they call that? There's a discharge where the military says it's not you, it's me.
That they less than honorable?
No, it's an honorable discharge. It's no different than if you did your four terms and walked away or did anything. Well, you know, did anything longer.
Okay,
and walked away.
So. Officers don't really get discharged. That's more
they of have enlisted. A discharge.
That's more of an enlisted thing. But
I think there's like something where they can put a mark on it where
when
your term is up, yes. we're not going to blackball you. We're not going to frog march you.
Yes.
No, this is not going to look like anything bad ever happened. Your career is going to look perfectly pristine,
right?
But we don't want you.
They actually do that. They've actually done that in the drawdown and reduction of force since 1989. They've actually done that to millions of people.
Oh yeah.
Where they just said, look, you know, we're not going to let you re-enlist. You're done.
Well, actually that happens in the civilian world as well. When like the business just keeps, gives you the Milton treatment from Office Space.
Yeah.
And just, it's one of those like, no, we're going to keep paying you and you're still in good standing with us whatsoever, but we're going to move your desk down into the basement and make you kill roaches.
I don't think they do that so much anymore. I think they just fire your ass or lay you off. Unless you're in a union.
I'm gonna hold my tongue with specific details, but state that like no. I know a whole bunch of people that have had that treatment in non-union jobs.
Really?
Yep. Wow. It's not that bad, but just the no. They start squeezing you.
Huh?
On the we're not gonna bother.
I've never seen that.
And as a matter of fact, actually, I'll say right now, just because nobody, this is like 2 degrees of like, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But yeah, my former boss, he told me right to my face, I've never fired anybody in my entire history. He just makes you decide that you want to go somewhere else.
Huh.
Not saying I agree with it, but that does happen.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I strongly disagree with
that. I know it happens in union stuff. It especially happens with teachers. When a teacher's so bad that even the shitty administration can't manage to put them in a class, they put them in like a room somewhere with all the other shitty teachers, and they just show up every day and sit around and read the paper and goof around on the internet and then go home.
New York City has an entire school.
Yeah, with nothing but teachers they can't get rid of.
They can't fire them because of the tenure, right. but
they're so bad that even the corrupt school administration in New York City can't justify putting them in front of a classroom full of students.
And guess what? Knowing all of, I've known several teachers that I don't know. I haven't known any teacher that got that situation. I don't know if they do that in Maine, but I know a bunch of teachers that are just like oh my God, you are absolute garbage. And guess what? They are absolutely happy to do the barest of minimums.
Oh yeah.
And their barest of minimums is sitting at a desk from 9 to 5 every day playing Candy Crush. That is fucking hell. That's heaven for them.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There are stories that of, you know, I mean, take it for whatever.
UAW did that too.
I'm sure they did, but there's stories of teachers that go out that try to get put in that room, in that, you know, in that position, you know, they screw up on purpose.
Yeah. It's too bad my alcoholic math teacher never got that. It would have been nice. No, seriously, like every 6 months he would show up legless drunk. And I
think every school has one teacher
every school does. Like
we had a history teacher in my junior high, which now is called a middle school.
every time I meet somebody and I've like, especially in the sciences, like I've met like several people that were like science teachers for like a year or two. And was like, oh my God, the unions were just so nasty.
Yeah.
Or they were, you know, who later became good scientists. So therefore they were two free thinkers that the union went, no, we got to get rid of these people before they get tenure. This is not what we need. They're going to kill the job.
they're going to queer the deal.
But yeah, no, but seriously, I've told anybody who will listen about this alcoholic math teacher who just recently retired, just so you know. So people of Maine, you are still paying for this piece of shit. Every 6 months, he would just start stumbling in drunk out of his mind. And it would do that until he got called into the principal's office. And then he would, I don't know what he would do. Obviously, it must have been a very rehearsed thing because it happened, you know, at least like 6 or 7 times while I was in high school. And he would do say whatever magic words you need to say of the I have a disease and I need to seek help. And so he would get suspended with pay. The class would have a substitute teacher for months. And he would go to AA meetings and whatever the hell to get himself in better case and then start showing up sober again. And his job would be in good standing. And yep. Got the same raise as my father got every year. Because guess what? Union. Y'all get paid the same. Doesn't matter how hard you work or how drunk you are.
Yep.
And that, my good friends, is why I am the most anti-union motherfucker you will ever find. I have mixed feelings. Like, I have such a hard time when UPS comes. Because they do such a good job at delivering packages, but they're a union shop.
You know who sucks at delivering packages?
FedEx?
Amazon.
Really?
The Amazon delivery service is the worst by far.
Please tell me, because I haven't had any problems.
Well, at least in Houston, you know, when they deliver something with FedEx, it's in a FedEx truck and the guy's wearing a FedEx uniform. When it's UPS, it's in a UPS truck and the guy's wearing a UPS uniform. When it's the postal service, you know, it's in a postal truck and it's wearing a postal uniform. When it's Amazon delivery, it's God knows what. And it's some guy speaking a foreign language rolling up.
Okay, that is true.
Wearing who knows what, talking on the phone to somebody else and not paying a bit of attention about what he's doing.
Yeah. No, that's true.
It gets to you.
It's a junkie in a white van.
Yeah. Oh, it's not even a white van here. It's just some dude's beat or whatever beater he's driving. Oh wow. Yeah.
They all drive whatever the Nissan vans are.
Nah, this is like, I think it's like their own personally owned vehicle or something, but they that's if they get it to you, because half the time when it's, Amazon delivery, it ain't going to happen. It doesn't get
my only complaint about Amazon delivery is I will come home and I'll see and I'll walk up my street. Cause I take the train to work. So I walk up my street and I go in my front door and there'll sometimes be a package waiting for me at the door and I'll pick it up and bring it in. And then I will lock the door and I'll go out the back door because where my car's parked and put my foot through an Amazon box that was left on the back steps of my house and nearly like destroy whatever was in my package and bust my ass falling down the stairs. That's the only complaint I've got about Amazon is for whatever reason, there's some dipshits that'll be like, oh, I'm gonna put it in the back door.
Huh?
And I've seen them walking around the side of my house and I'm like, don't fucking put it in my back door. Go to the front door. Make a note. I'll make a note. And actually, I think the last time the guy said he made a note. So actually, there's another kudos to Amazon. Evidently, the junkie that I told to make a note not to ever put shit on my back door got the note and never put shit on my back door.
Huh.
I actually had a delivery man once open my back door and put the package inside my house because my back door was open.
Oh.
And scared the shit out of me.
Do you want to get shot? Because
I know. I was like, what the what are you doing? Get out of my house. It's because my you know, my back door was open. I was home.
Actually,
all day.
In defense of him, we used to have an enclosed front porch, and so it had a storm door on it that didn't lock. And people would open our mailman. There was a little bench in there, and our mailman would open it up and throw the mail on top of the bench.
I thought you were going to say you found him asleep on the bench.
No. And the package delivery guys would just open it up and throw it on the floor inside there.
Maybe that was
because they are. I believe they are trained because they certainly if they aren't, they fucking should be. If you can put it, inside a door, so that if it's suddenly a pop up thunderstorm comes, that your box isn't going to be soaked completely through
the lovely
insect print sundress that you just bought is completely ruined.
You bought an insect print sundress?
Rita did.
Dress
weird feels pretty.
I don't know. I've got a hot pink cocktail dress. I don't know where it is. I think my wife threw it away.
She's very smart.
Well, that's really disgusting, Brita.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm going to put that
slug-covered, red-eyed zombie turtle.
I'm going to put that on the show page.
That's really Myra disgusting, Brita.
Myra in all her glory.
Yep, that is
she's full fierce. Of slugs.
She's a pretty girl.
Look at her, fierce.
She loves her some slugs.
That slug in two, baby.
Man, her shit's got to look so gross.
I know. I actually said that to Mike before the show. I said, she's going to have a really weird poop. I don't know, maybe 8 slugs, maybe 10 slugs. Ugh, God.
Yeah. She'll leave a trail.
Speaking of poop, I again made kale in my Instant Pot, and let me tell you.
Speaking of poop,
my BMs have been like beautiful.
Yeah,
they've been like brown, dark brown.
I mean, just regular brown, but it's one of those literally just one ply of toilet paper is all you need.
Cleans our whole colon.
Are you shitting through a screen door again?
No. It's lots of good fiber. It moves it all out, man. It's good for you.
You're stopped up.
No, I'm not stopped up. I'm not stopped up. I'm just saying that my turds are the perfect consistency. They're not so dry that they hurt my bum, but they are not so soft that I need to like hose my ass down, that I need a bidet. Oh, I love the Instant Pot. It's so good.
It is pretty awesome.
I'm making soup tomorrow.
You know what? Oh, nice. The one thing I enjoy making in the Instant Pot, and it kind of surprised me, was spaghetti.
How do you do it?
Well, you make, you dump in the bunch of meatballs and a bunch of sauce and a bunch of noodles.
Frozen meatballs.
Yeah, frozen meatballs. And then a bunch of sauce and some water. The cool thing is because
what is this frozen meatballs that you speak of? Jay, come on, that's gotta be you're a friggin' Guido. You've gotta be like heresy.
I bet Jay eats frozen meatballs.
I actually do make frozen meatballs because it's just easier.
There you go,
dude. There's nothing easier than making fucking meatballs.
I don't know, not easier than frozen ones.
Yeah, frozen meatballs.
Yeah.
Because you take it out of the freezer, you put it in a bowl, cover it in sauce, put it in the microwave, done.
Yeah. So, but the cool thing is the noodles absorb the flavor of the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just.
Just put spaghetti, jar of sauce, frozen meatballs.
And some water.
No,
more than that.
No.
You have to use extra virgin olive oil.
Cigarette butts.
What?
You have to have at least a cup of water on the bottom. Put a cup of water in the bottom of the pot. Mm-hmm. And then you put your frozen meatballs. And then you put your raw pasta. And then you put your sauce and like extra water. Like a jar of sauce and then like
a jar of water.
Half a jar of water. I don't know.
Okay.
But you have to have the water on the bottom so that everything,
Yep.
The steam happens.
And then when it cooks, you put it in for like 5 minutes or whatever the half the time it says to put it on the noodle package. So if it says, you know, boil it for 10 minutes, you put it on for 5.
I'm making an Instapot just for this.
And it makes,
it's pretty great.
It makes really awesome spaghetti and meatballs. And I'm telling you, the sauce, the noodles don't taste like, they don't have that noodly taste. It's like they have, they taste noodly. Like sauce. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is pretty great. And the thing I like about it is that you don't have to like stand over the oven or the stove and like,
oh, yeah.
you know, mind the pot of pasta or
the best part.
Do the thing with the sauce. You just dump it all in the thing and you turn it on and you're good. Mm-hmm.
And it's a good recipe. And it works with other things. I've done it with regular spaghetti. I've done it with what is the angel hair stuff? The really thin.
Oh, really? Angel hair, wow. Yeah.
Vermicelli.
Vermicelli.
Yeah, I've done it with that. I guess you could do it with any kind of noodle.
I usually do like penne pasta.
Yeah, that'd be
good. And I'm doing the gluten free pasta, so it's corn pasta. And that works great too. So,
you know, I really liked Corn Pasta's first album, but I think they've sold out.
That would be a good band name.
It went mainstream.
Corn Pasta.
It's a good ska band. We're a Corn Pasta.
All right, I'm gonna grab this because we got a few minutes left because we started late, and so okay. So I want to grab the bull by the horns by this like. Holy fuck news article I found.
Uh-oh.
Which is, so in Times Square, they've got all these like goofy regulations on how you can like busk and perform and do whatever the hell you're doing to get money and all that. And evidently nobody gives a shit anymore because nobody's enforcing the, I guess there's performance areas where if you walk into the performance areas, people can like get in your face and demand tips and put their arm around you and have you take a picture and then demand money for taking a picture and all this other, you know, street performer bullshit. I'm not a huge fan of street performers as a general.
I hate them.
I don't hate them, but
no, I hate them. But, and I hate those people in costumes.
Yeah, definitely hate the people in costumes.
Oh my God, I hate those people.
Like that is hackery.
Get the fuck away from me. Like the people at the theme park with the costume on and the just get your fucking weird ass away from me.
They're just called furries, Brita.
I don't care what they're called. They just need Brita's to stay out but of my
office. Evidently, one of the things are naked people that have paint on their stuff. And evidently, they are righteous assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And people call the police because they are both naked and they're being aggressive about wanting your money. And also, they're straying from the areas. And the police go... Well, we could do. I mean, that is illegal that they're doing, but we can't do anything about that because New York, thanks to Mayor de Blasio, is a sanctuary city.
Oh my God!
And if we arrested them, we'd have to send them back to Mexico or Guatemala or Nicaragua or where the fuck they come from. But they're from south of the border, and that would be horrible because. New York is the place to go if you're a criminal. And if you're a criminal and New York welcomes you, you get to do criminal shit. In criminal land with criminalies.
Yeah, it's like
it just got me thinking about just like the amount of hypocrisy with just liberal ideologies of the like, I mean, I mentioned a while back that like my wife went to went to Amsterdam and went to a hash bar and she took a picture of the front of a hash bar for me. And I don't know if I don't think she even noticed, but that was the first thing I saw was there's a no smoking sign on the front of the hash bar. She goes, yeah, there was no smoking allowed. What were they? Was it just edibles? Were they just eating the weed? No, they were smoking weed like crazy. You can hang bacon in this thing, but no. You can't smoke cigarettes in there.
Yeah.
But weed smoke, which by the way, if you're going to deal with, like, especially when we're dealing with secondhand smoke, which in itself is kind of bullshit. But if you're going to deal with secondhand smoke, like, way better to inhale cigarette smoke secondhand than weed smoke, because you want your weed all sticky and dank, and that's going to be very impartial combustion and lots of long chain hydrocarbons, and that's carcinogens.
Yay, polyaromatic hydrocarbons!
That's exactly it, Jay. Thank you very much. Someone majored in chemistry so he could write about guns. Jay, in your next article, please try to work in like an organic chemistry joke. So the next time when I sit, so when I'm sitting in my chair reading Shooting Illustrated, my daddy chair that I mentioned, that's where all my Shooting Illustrateds are stacked up. When I'm reading that and I see the JG article, like, I want to be like the ionic bod. Thank you, Jay.
You'll know he put it in there just for you.
Now I'm going to try to do it. That's the best part.
I know you will. That's what I'm saying.
I did manage to work in an old forum joke on the Mosin Nagant.
Oh no!
In an upcoming issue.
I was about to say, like, I bet I'd spot that.
You will. You'll.
Because it's one of those, like, that's hilarious about, like, used to be, like, when I'd get a gun magazine come in, I would just look over the table of contents and see if there was any particular gun that I was super interested in or super into to read about. Now it's one of those, like, all right, which one of my friends wrote in this one? Jay doesn't blog anymore because his blog comes to my house and it's made of paper.
You will notice something different in the October issue.
Oh?
Yes.
Can you tell us?
Different how?
Yes, I can. I've been promoted to managing editor.
Yay!
Ooh, Jay.
What does that mean?
What is that? It just means
extra assistance?
It means he gets two wheelbarrows of money every month instead of one.
That's right. Two wheel, exactly. They're just when you hit executive editor, it's a truck.
Jay, nice. Do you have a brandy snifter set in your office?
A brandy snifter set? No. It's just bourbon.
He gets his own personal reserve lane down in the range.
He actually gets to have the Kel-Tec.
No comment.
Nice, Jay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. I'm
quite pleased.
You fooled them well.
That's right. That's right. I'm faking it till I make it, baby.
He didn't fool them well. We all read his fucking blog before this all started.
So you knew I was full of shit back then, too.
Well, you're full of shit, but not when it comes to writing.
That's just decently written shit.
I'll take that.
And to be fair, helping Jay work on freelance work for Shooting Illustrated was what got me to know that I don't want to be a gun writer when I grow up. Holy shit, that's a lot of work.
It sounds great until you do it.
I mean, it's probably quite great, but it's one of those things of the...
I'm amazed because so often that when you turn a hobby into a business and actually make money off of it, it kind of ruins you on the hobby.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. When your hobby becomes work, get another hobby. That's
right. And Jay's managed to avoid that so far, at least.
It's still lots of fun.
Yeah.
Well, it is lots of fun. It's just like I like to talk about biology, and I talked about marine biology just as much as when I was a marine biologist.
Is that the biology of Alan?
Yes.
I told you that's. I don't remember what podcast I told this on, but it was one of those. I just got my first cell phone, and it just so happened that it was like the Nokia 3364 or whatever the hell that one was. My wife had the exact, well, she was my girlfriend at the time, had the exact same one as me. And I'm like, oh man, I'm going to go over to her apartment and I'm going to put my phone down and then I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm going to drive back to Maine and it's going to ring and it's not going to be someone looking for me. It's going to be someone looking for her and realize, oh shit, I got to turn around because she's got my phone. So I was driving back from a job in New Jersey And I stopped at the Palisades Mall and went to, there was a little cell phone hut in there. And I, and it just was just loaded at the gills with the cell phone cases for all the, for the Nokia phones. And I said to the guy, I said, "Hey man, I'm a marine biologist. What do you got that's, that might work for that?" And he gave me a camouflage one. And I said, "No, no, no, I'm a marine biologist. I'm not a fucking marine."
Derp.
You're apparently you're a Semper Fi biologist. There you go.
That's right.
Nice. Well, some marines are a different species. That's
someone who studies animals that say hoorah.
Hoorah! Or Aru if you're Spartan.
What?
Oh, God. Breed is still there?
Yep.
We have not dorked her out. No,
I'm still here.
Is this the breeder that we all know, or is this the one played by Venus Williams?
I'm not going to be here next week either.
What?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be here next week.
I mentioned it last week. Jesus. We're going to Ohio, remember?
I'm leaving Ohio.
We're going to be in Breeda's backyard when she's not there.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Oh, man, that means I'm going to... That means Alan's going to cancel right now.
No, Alan probably should get a substitute.
I'll be
no.
around.
I don't. I don't like. I don't like substituting. Two. I mean, one is we can work with one, but two.
No, I think you should do a show.
All right.
Uh-oh, Breeda demands it.
You want to do a Weird and Alan duo?
I think so you should sad. Get a substitute.
The ambiguously gay duo.
So sad. Hi, Brett. Oh, hi, hi, Weird. What's up?
That'd be a strange show.
Stuff. Do you miss Jay? I miss Jay. Do you miss Breeda? I miss Breeda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that time when Breeda and Jay were on the podcast? Yeah, that was cool.
I may be here next week. It depends on what time I get home and like my tiredness level, but
you're not gonna want to.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
You hate this show.
Yeah, it's because I've been here for 5 fucking years with you guys,
which is about a million in internet.
Longer than that.
Really is.
It's really an abusive relationship.
you gotta go back to the
boyfriend that gets drunk and might tune Breed up a little bit. But then we start crying and tell her how much we love her in the morning.
Are you going to buy me jewelry?
Hell I can't yeah. imagine anyone tuning Breeda up and living to tell the tale.
Yeah.
No.
Breeda will break the real leg off in their ass.
And hurting the entire time they're dying.
I may be here next week.
Take pity on
us. I'm going to be here next week, but not the week after.
Oh my God, everybody stop taking vacation. What is wrong with you?
Vacations, good Lord.
I need a fucking vacation.
I'm down after next week. Just saying.
Huh. Are you going to shoot pigs in Ohio?
I wish.
We don't have pigs in Ohio.
No, actually, we're going to go on roller coasters until we puke. I'm actually looking forward to it.
When's the last time you were on a roller coaster?
Sorry.
I have not been to Cedar Point. What was that, Alan?
I was just going to say, when's the last time you were on a roller coaster?
Last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm insane.
Well, we knew that.
Two years ago, I took my kids to King's Dominion, where they have the Intimidator, which reaches speeds of, I think, 90-something miles an hour.
Yeah, but it's not a wooden one.
You actually... No, it's not. You actually gray out.
No! What?
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not going to lie, it was kind of fun. One of my coworkers used to fly helicopters in the Army during Desert Storm, and he was like, yes, it was really cool. He was all over it. So,
do helicopters pull out on G's? I don't think they do.
Apparently they do. Helicopters do not want to fly. That's the big thing that nobody tells you. They do not want to fly. They want to be on the ground, yep. And they will try at every opportunity to put themselves on the ground.
This is true.
Hence the reason why the Osprey is no more helicopter than plane.
There is no dynamically stable state of a helicopter. You know, like an airplane, there's a dynamically stable, most airplanes have a dynamically stable state where you can actually take your hands off the controls and the airplane will fly, you know, straight line, steady fly. There's no such thing in a helicopter.
So what do you do if you have to pick a booger in your helicopter?
You
plummet.
That's why you have a co-pilot or you don't. Cause the minute you take your hands off the controls of a helicopter, it goes down. There's no
upside down and on fire.
Yeah. There is no dynamically stable position for real, except sitting on the ground. That's the only one.
So why do they put medevac patients on them? Cause they're going to die anyway.
Yes.
And they do that. I don't know. I don't know. I thought I read somewhere a study where somebody did a study on air ambulances and found that they really don't help that much. I don't know.
Well, I know ambulance driver did a whole big talk on the fact that like they're not that they don't help, but that once it's just like SWAT teams. Once a township or a county or something gets their hands on a med flight.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's just that of the, oh man, the, you know, somebody sold a nickel bag out of weed out of their parents' basement. Quick, everyone get up the body armor, and the riot shields and the MP5s, and let's go kick down his door and throw in flashbangs, you know, cause we got the SWAT team. We might as well use it. And the same idea is the oh man, why don't we do the metal flight? And yeah, helicopters are really fucking dangerous, and especially and the reason why they have why they use helicopters and not airplanes is because you can put down like a helicopter in like a field.
Oh yeah,
and but the big thing is that you're not putting it down in a fucking airfield. You're putting it down in like a soccer field or a football field or just a public park. Hey, well, guess what? There's trees and power lines and shit around there too.
I think they, you know, the civilian medical air ambulances came from the military, you know, cause that's what the military does. They pull wounded people out by helicopter and fly them to a hospital. The difference being, of course, that they're in war.
Mm-hmm.
You're not driving an ambulance back from the front lot, you know, I mean, it's just not going to happen. So,
especially not the jungles of Nam where you were med flight
right.
crew.
Yeah, that's right. Back in the old days, the old core,
back in the Nam,
the core.
Oh shit. Anyway. Hey, we're 7 minutes, 8 minutes.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Weird.
Was Nam as bad as they say?
Oh man. It was awful.
No. It's Korea.
But
did you? I gotta tell you, with Johnny Rambo.
I gotta tell you, the landing at Omaha Beach was the worst, man.
War of 1812.
Yeah. Worse than Normandy.
Oh yeah, worse than Normandy.
Worse than the Hessian mercenaries.
Worse than Verdun.
Worse. Well, I don't know about worse than Verdun. That was awful.
What about the sacking of Carthage?
I wasn't
Thermopylae.
I wasn't there for the sacking of Carthage. I was in Alexandria.
Thermopylae.
Alan was one of the 300. Little known fact.
I was not one of the 300.
Because do you know what Spartan is in English? It's Greek for Marines.
Hoorah!
I think I was on the Persian side in that one. Yep. I am that old.
Well, right. Good night, everybody.
We're done.
All right. Good night,
Internet.
Hate you
all. Sorry about the show.
We'll be better next week.
It was rambling and weird, but.
Yeah, the worst is there's sick motherfuckers that really love this. Like, if you enjoyed the show, look at your healthcare and see if you can afford, like, a therapist.
Also, go to do two things. Go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating.
Warhog.
And go to Facebook and join the Scorp group.
Yep.
And ask Brita to send you stickers.
Yeah. Well, SQRPT on Facebook.
Yep.
Book of Faces.
Yeah. Anyway, good night and have a great week.
Bye.
All right. Good night, Internet.